Hey, welcome to Guy in a Tie, episode number 81. Hey, what's 13 plus 37? Happy 4th of July. Hey, so welcome to Guy in a Tie, episode number 81. Happy 4th of July, everyone. And yes, thankful that it is 4th of July. It's my favorite holiday of the year. Fireworks, picnics, and food, and family. I just love it. And I hope you guys have a great 4th of July. So today, Guy in a Tie, I have five tracks that I absolutely love. And one I'm going to start off with is a ska band out of Detroit. This is Soapbox Paradox. And I got a CD from them. They sent me a CD in the mail, probably January, February, and I've been playing them off and on, but I heard them on the radio. I was pretty excited to hear one of the bands I play in Guy in a Tie on the radio, 89X. I listened to 88.7 in Detroit, Windsor, and it's a alternative radio station that's been around for 16 years, and they're having a birthday party, the radio station is, and they're featuring this band, Soapbox Paradox. So kudos to them, and I want to play this ska band called Soapbox Paradox. If you guys know what ska is, it's like kind of in the beginning, it didn't have quite a good reputation. They're called like the Rude Boys. There's like a little bit of violence associated with them, skinheads and that sort of thing. But ska nowadays, it's kind of this combination of American jazz, rhythm and blues, and a Caribbean sort of sound. It came out of Jamaica in the late 50s. But this is a pretty good example of what ska is. And what is characteristic of a Michigan ska band. There's a lot of bands that play in Michigan. And this band is a three-member band. And they're from Detroit. And they all go to Michigan State. So you Spartans out there, take a listen to Soapbox Paradox. And they're going to be playing on my favorite radio stations, Happy Birthday Bash. So you can get tickets for that in Ticketmaster on August 2nd. So here is Soapbox Paradox. You dig it.
We'll be right back.
Okay, so that was Soapbox Paradox and with a track called Sports. And I'll make a little link to 89X if you want to buy tickets for that birthday bash of theirs, which is August 2nd. And I'll make a link to Soapbox Paradox, as always. And I like that. I like that band a lot. Some of the stuff I can't play on here because it's just pretty wicked. But that's a... I just like that band. So, all right, it's now time for the Clicker Challenge. I took a little vacation from it a couple weeks ago, so I'm going to bring it back. So here is the Clicker Challenge. And you guys know, as always, no betting or gambling, just have fun. Number one.
All right, you're going the right way for a smack bottom.
Number two.
And what's with the black? It's depressing.
Looks like you're going to a funeral.
Maybe I am.
Number three.
Hey, come on. We're superheroes. What could happen?
Number four.
Where are you going?
I'm going to pick a fight.
Number five.
Hey, Dad.
Yeah?
Do you think there's people on other planets?
I don't know, Sparks. But I guess I'd say, if it is just us, it seems like an awful waste of space.
That was a Clicker Challenge at the end of today's Guy in a Tie podcast. I'll give you guys the answers. I'll play it again. Check your notes, and then I'll give you the answers. All right, next up is a Swedish band called David and the Citizens off their album Until the Sadness is Gone. And this is a pretty remarkable album. It's jubilant, it's intelligent, and the lyrics are pretty moving, and it's distinctly Scandinavian. You know, you got this like heartstring tugging, but it's also a lot of fun. So you'll like this track called Gray Coated Morning. It's definitely dinner. It's definitely distinct. And, you know, except for IKEA, you know, the great export from Sweden, I think this is another wonderful export. This is David and the Citizens with a track called Gray Coated Morning. Hope you dig it.
Slowly disappears, and when I
feel, but I won't cry. I won't cry. I'm not crying, honey. I'm dying, honey. I'm
So that was Gray Coated Morning by Dave and the Citizens. And hey, you can get your citizenship if you go to their website and check them out. And there are 2 downloads available. If you like that band, you can get some more tracks from them. So that was Dave and the Citizens. So I really dig that. Okay, this just in. The 4th of July is on the 4th of July. Hey. I got a question for you guys. How many people lived in this country, United States of America, when it declared its independence? The answer is, on 4th of July, 1776, the population was about 2.5 million. That's roughly the total population of, you know, Ann Arbor, Washtenaw County, and Wayne County, you know, in Michigan. So you take those 2 little counties in southeastern Michigan, and that is the population, you know, 200 plus years ago in the United States. So currently, the population of the United States is, it's over 300 million. I don't actually know the official number, but it's over 300 million people. And what happened on that day, 4th of July, back in 1776, was that the Continental Congress voted to declare that the land and its people would no longer be run by Britain. The 13 colonies became the United States. Over the years, those 13 states added 37 more to the Union. And Michigan was added in 1837. How cool is that? And the freedom declared by white males in 1776 gradually extended to women and to people of other colors, including the Chippewa people, whose words for the Great Lakes, Michigumi, became the state's name. So I think that's really cool. And that is the breaking news of today, Guy in a Tie, 4th of July podcast. Happy 4th of July, everyone. Seriously, enjoy your day. Have a great day. Listen to Guy in a Tie, of course. Enjoy the music. And just relax. So next up is a band called Matt Woods. Actually, the band is called Matt Woods, but the lead singer on vocals is Matt Woods. Imagine that. And the track I'm going to play is Never Too Late. No, the track is actually called Never Not Too Late. So I like this. It kind of sounds like Counting Crows, Matchbox 20, and Bare Naked Ladies. But it has a really good, friendly radio voice, and I think you guys will like it a lot. It's off the record label Severe Records. Thank you very much for allowing me to play this today. So it's poppy, and it has a great sound to it. It's kind of a clean, full sound. So I hope you guys enjoy this. This is Matt Woods out of Nashville, Tennessee, a little alternative country pop rock.
To overcome my mistakes and couple years from now, we'll start to wonder how it would be if you stayed. I don't want to spend my life wondering all the time how it would be if you stayed. It's time this time, it works out.
So that was Matt Woods with a track called Never Not Too Late off their CD, Something Surreal. So, you know, they're a pretty cool band. I like them a lot. Matt Woods. I was listening to another podcast and they said, there's no such thing as Matt Woods because there's no Matts in the band. But I'm like, the lead singer's name is Matt and he also plays guitar. And then there's Rick, James, Trevor. So I don't know what that podcast was talking about, but that was Matt Woods. So I hope you guys dig him.
Come on, let's take a drive.
A drive?
Yeah, a drive. Don't you big city race cars ever just take a drive?
No. No, we don't.
Well, I played that from the Cars, or the movie Cars, because of this next band and what they're all about.
This is not good for my image.
So this next bit of information is a band called Ozma. And I say bit of information because they're a band. But they also have this interesting bit of trivia associated with them. Ozma, they're out of Pasadena. They're a sugary power pop band. And they're getting noticed because they're touring around the country in a bio-fueled touring van. So they go to a fast food place, they get their grease from their fryer, and that is what their van tours. So I made a little link on the website, you can check it out. They're in Detroit, they're playing at the Shelter on Congress Street, so you can get tickets, $10 a pop, if you go with your parents. But this is Ozma, and I'm going to play a track called Spending Time. This is Ozma. Hope you guys dig it.
Thank you.
So that was Ozma out of Pasadena, California, with singer Daniel, Jose, Ken, Ryan, and then Star. So I think it's pretty cool that they use biofuel to get around America. So they're setting a good precedence, especially as we have all these huge prices for gasoline expected, staying above $3, approaching $4 by the end of the summer. So that was Spending Time with Ozma. All right, next up is, the Clicker Challenge. So this is the Clicker Challenge. I'm going to play the Clicker Challenge, and then I'll give you the answers. I don't know what's up with me. I'm not thinking, so enjoy.
Number one.
All right, you're going the right way for a smack bottom.
Number two.
And what's with the black? It's depressing.
Looks like you're going to a funeral.
Maybe I am.
Number three.
Hey, come on. We're superheroes. What could happen?
Number four.
Where are you going?
I'm going to pick a fight.
Number five.
Hey, Dad.
Yeah?
Do you think there's people on other planets?
I don't know, Sparks. But I guess I'd say, if it is just us, it seems like an awful waste of space.
Okay, so here are the answers for the Clicker Challenge, and I just got done watching number four. Oh, I love that book.
Number one, Shrek.
All right, you're going the right way for a smack bottom.
Number two, Walk the Line.
And what's with the black? It's depressing.
Looks like you're going to a funeral.
Maybe I am.
Number three, The Incredibles.
Hey, come on. We're superheroes. What could happen?
Number four, Braveheart.
Where are you going?
I'm going to pick a fight.
Number five, Contact with Jodie Foster.
Hey, Dad.
Yeah?
Do you think there's people on other planets?
I don't know, Sparks. But I guess I'd say, if it is just us, it seems like an awful waste of space.
All right, next up, out of San Diego, California, off their CD Telescopes, is the band Waking Ashland with a track called Open Doors.
Longer. This could be my
So everyone have a safe and happy 4th of July. Enjoy your picnics, enjoy your fireworks. Remember, if you are gonna light fireworks, definitely be like any dangerous ones, twist the wick so it doesn't flash and blow up on your fingers, you know, just blow up. Twist the wick and it makes it tighter so it's gives a slower burn. You're not supposed to be doing that stuff, but every year I hear kids just blowing up their fingers. So twist the wick. All right, if your mom or dad never told you that, just be safe. All right, so this is Guy in a Tie. I really enjoy doing these podcasts. I hope you guys enjoyed the tracks today. Give me some feedback. Let me know. And until next week, this is Guy in a Tie. Do your homework. See you.